Dave Barry's here. Right. Mark the time. Dave Barry's here. Right. Mark the time. 8:17. Sir, your segment will begin promptly at 8:40. Right after Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah.
No.
Are we on the air? I'm just curious.
I'm not even sure.
Who was the guy that hosted
that? Can I ask you, are you really doing what I hear you're doing? I'm driving all the way
Rolling Stones roulette?
We know. Yes. Okay, right.
Talk like a pirate?
Let me straight. We're supposed to be doing that. Arr,
right.
Arr. But the entire United States is desperately short of fuel. The world.
They're asking you to conserve.
Energy crisis going on. Gas is up to $1 million a gallon. And you guys have come up with a way to not only waste gasoline for yourselves, but have, I assume all these listeners are running their engines because they want to
keep cool in there.
It's 400 degrees.
Tonight on the news, they're going to say, for reasons we can't quite explain, there's been a sudden oil crisis going on.
See if you had a calm going
to South
still.
Florida.
Oh my God! Well, so is that the guitar?
We'll
get to all that. But you know,
yeah, no, I know you're doing stuff. I'm late. It's my fault.
You alerted me
bad.
To the. And this is fine. We got a whole hour and a half to go.
Okay.
You alerted me to the fact. By the way, we should check in with Andy.
I bought eye patches. Well,
for the
you just talk,
day.
Paul. You do your show, and
no,
I'm going to get eye patches.
I have something you're going to love here.
He brought eye patches.
It's National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
It is. It is. This is. I was involved in the creation of National Talk Like a Pirate.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Okay, but you don't think it's important that people talk like pirates?
No.
I think you're an idiot. You're an idiot, Brewer.
Maybe I am the odd man.
Well, no, when we have time, I know you're. I'll explain how we got to this. Oh, okay. Got to be Talk Like a Pirate Day, but it's very important.
Well, yeah. I got one for you, Dave, real quick. Since you gave a joke earlier.
Yeah.
What device do most pirates use to listen to music?
I give up.
An iPod. There's like 50 of these things.
Are
you kidding?
Are they all that good?
The pirate goes,
you know the one about the pirate? Pirate walks into a bar and he's wearing he's got a steering wheel right on his belt buckle.
Oh, I don't know that.
All right, and everybody says, what is that? He goes, I don't know, but it's driving me nuts.
Wait. What old? We have time to put the eye patches on. By the way, it's radio. Right. We just put our eye patches on.
Yeah.
What classic rock band is most popular with pirates?
Oh, God.
REO Speedwagon.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Wait.
They don't even have pirates anymore, do they?
What pirates?
Oh, Ron, you're skewing right on top of the trends, man.
What
Ron has figured out there's no pirates anymore. You must be reading the paper again, Ron.
Where do pirates go during tax season?
The IRS.
Oh, that's good.
How hard could that be?
H&R Block.
Oh, my God.
I ain't got a million of them.
We have a staff of people that just wrote pirate jokes all morning today, we're good.
Yeah, oh, what fun. Do pirates do when they take a vacation?
What do pirates?
R&R. Wait, what South American country has the largest pirate population?
Argentina.
Yeah. And finally, what disco era group was most popular with pirates?
Oh, Jesus, I wasn't into disco.
We should
Air Supply. No.
The Pillage People. Are you kidding?
Oh, that's
bad. Okay. Yeah. We should have a... Wah, wah, wah. There's a serious moment in all of this, and this is why Dave Barry is here. Isn't it serious?
Oh, yeah, sort of. We're trying to raise money for the Katrina victims.
Right.
Before we become victims of whatever is next.
We will donate $10 or we have to, for us to, if you, we'll keep doing pirate jokes until you pay us to not do it.
Before you get into that, though, Dave, what have you been up to? Because
you're unemployed.
You're not in the paper anymore.
I've been writing books.
A
little more money in that.
Are you going back though to the Herald?
I don't know.
Coming up with a column every day would be like
week.
We try doing a radio show every day.
Well, that's how hard is that?
It's a grind. Exactly. It's a real grind.
Do you call Carl Hyacin and leave nasty messages every time you write a book?
My book was funnier.
Is he in your band?
Carl does play with our band regularly, and it's very entertaining because sometimes Carl is the most talented people I've ever met, but he's not a really good guitar player, but he really would like to be. So one time we played, he brought his guitar teacher with him, and he stood on the back of the stage, and all night long you could hear him going, E! Hey! Yelling the chords to Carl.
Well, that's okay. I can relate because when I had my band, which was a success.
Whatever happened to your band?
Well, Gina got pregnant. She was running the band, and it just, you know, we got the whole kids thing.
A band guy got Gina pregnant?
I was like in the band, too. I was a singer. But my hardest thing was memorizing lyrics, because I didn't have time to just – so I had just kept them on the stage. Do you guys keep the lyrics on stage, or do you actually memorize?
We keep the chords up there, because that's what – like, you know, there's these things called chords in the songs. I don't know who put them in there, and I wish they would take them back out of there, because they keep changing them. You know, you just, like, you learn it again and then – and then suddenly you have to go to a different chord.
What are the three chords that everybody's famous with?
The three chords of rock and roll are B, A, and B. So you can go.
Louie Louie.
Oh, I like
and
it.
And that's Hang On Sloopy.
So every song is pretty much it. Yeah. So you don't sing.
Take it up, baby. You can tell, right?
Oh, that's it. So, and ZZ Top based their entire career on three chords.
You don't need a lot of chords. Right? You don't need a lot of chords.
All right, so the Rock Bottom Remainders is the name of your band. Famous band. Everybody loves you guys. But it's like you and all these amazing authors.
Well, yeah, Stephen King's in it some of the time. Since his accident's been less often. Amy Tan, Mitch Albom, the guy who wrote Tuesdays with Maureen.
Sure. And Scott Turow.
Yep. And in fact, Scott and Amy will be down this year for the Miami Book Fair. I'm going to try to get you down for the Miami.
If I can do it, I'll do it.
Book Fair. And we play and we raise money for good causes. Really, we play because it's fun, but we always find a cause.
This guitar you're holding is absolutely beautiful.
This is a Gibson SG. It is a really nice guitar. It's brand new. And the Gibson Company, who's always worked with the band and raised money with us, has donated this guitar to raise money for a Katrina victim. So we thought, bring it up here. We play it with the understanding on the part of the listeners that I am not a really good guitar player.
I think people know that that's a fine Gibson.
It's a fine guitar. It really is. And you people out there could play this guitar better than I could. But anyway, I think Tommy's idea, and I think it's a good idea, so we would...
Well, you haven't said that every one of your famous...
Doesn't involve gasoline, does it?
Every one of your famous friends is going to autograph it.
Well, Sian, we were hoping you guys would also autograph it. We'll put it on...
I don't know if
they bring down the value.
Yeah, actually. You get you and all these famous authors to sign the thing.
And then Tommy, I guess, knows the details, but we put it on eBay.
We'll put it on eBay.
Yeah.
In their auction area. It'll be up by noon today.
Okay.
And we'll keep it up there for a while, and then we'll raise money for the Katrina people, and it could be thousands of dollars.
I was reading in the paper over the weekend that your boy, what's that guy that writes all the books about D.C.? He's been in here a bunch of times.
Brad Meltzer?
He's doing something for the victims on eBay as well. I think what he'll do is he'll actually, in his next book, name a character after you or something.
Now
that's pretty cool.
That's actually, you end up doing that quite a bit as an author.
Oh, really?
I wrote a prequel to Peter Pan called Peter and the Star Catchers with another guy, Ridley Pearson, and Disney published it. And so we're doing another one, and I got bid on to put a character in to raise money for charity. Guess who won?
I don't have any idea.
Jeff Conine. So I have to work the following name into my next book, which is set in England in the 19th century. Sierra Conine.
Sierra Conine. That's great. His daughter or something.
That's funny.
Yeah, but how do you get Sierra Conine into a... Anyway, I'll figure out a way. I will figure out a way.
That could be a city.
Yeah, I ended up doing it. I think I'm going to do it as two people, one named Sierra and one named Mrs. Conine.
Oh, there you go.
So the Sierra
King Conan of the Manor. You know,
when you think about
Sierra Manor, is there?
When you think about putting a face on the two most benevolent people here locally, it would be you and Jeff Conine, in my opinion.
Well, I'm at the heart of the
Mr. Marlin.
I don't see any press releases with your name on it.
His name is Mr. Harold. no, you're very right. Dan Marino may have done a few things in his time as well.
Oh, yeah, there you go, too.
Yeah, I forgot about that little hospital.
Of the three of us, which would you say is the best looking?
And we do that whole food drive thing.
Don Shula, you know.
Hey, do you want to comment on the whole Jim Defeatty thing before you play your
It's no secret. I think it was a huge mistake. I admire Tom Fiedler. He's a friend of mine, but it was a mistake to fire Jim Defeatty, and I hope they find a way to bring him back because he's a terrific journalist. He's an honest man. He made a mistake that anybody could have made. Yeah. He hurt nobody.
Yeah, we record people all the time without telling them. So with this guitar, it's going to be on eBay.
Yeah.
On our website, paulandyoungron.com, we'll have a nice big link, or big1059.com.
It's a nice guitar, and I'll get people to sign it.
You'll get all the famous authors to sign it.
Or if people would prefer, they can have it in its pristine state.
You send it up to Stephen King to get him to sign it, too?
I could. I can get Stephen
I think King. That would be huge. I mean, with all due respect.
No, I agree with you.
Stephen King. I mean, you know, he's the man.
I can get Stephen to sign it.
You can?
Yes, I can.
Wow.
Can you get Jeff Conine on the course at Augusta?
Yeah. Get him how?
why do you have to throw him
See, this is a guy with powerful friends that can make things happen.
Jeff Conine asked me if he said, you know anybody that can get anybody on? And he didn't do it on the air. And I have to tell you guys. And
he wanted to get on.
He wants to play Augusta.
Oh, okay.
And I said, you know, I got a buddy in the golf business, and he's been there, and he's played it. I'm sure I could get this done. So my buddy says, we can get it done. Well, I call Jeff. I go, we can get it done. So then I'm getting text message every 5 minutes. When? Because I'm playing in Atlanta next week. When is it going to happen? It didn't happen. And these guys have never let me live it down.
Yeah,
I know, because I guess if, as a golfer.
Well, you shoot your mouth off that, I'll take care of this. Yeah. I'm Mr. Big
Shot.
But
your buddy kind of let you down there, it seems.
Exactly, but no one sees that. So you see through the BS. So now, all right, now that you have the guitar.
All right, now you're going to sing a song, the Pirate Blues. Is that correct, as I understand it?
Yeah, I haven't really written anything. I'm just going to try to.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has never been performed.
Why are we doing the Pirate Blues?
Because today is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Exactly. International?
I should explain really quickly that that happened because several years ago I got a letter from two guys in Seattle who had said that they think that September 19th should be Talk Like a Pirate Day because one day they were playing racquetball and they thought that'd be a good idea for everybody. So they practiced it every year. They would talk like pirates, but nobody else was doing it.
Once you get past Shiver Me Timbers,
right,
then what?
Exactly. And they decided September 19th because that was one of their ex-wife's birthdays.
Yeah.
Just so you know, there's a reason. So anyway,
so it really means nothing.
It means nothing. But anyway, so I wrote a column about it saying, let's talk like a pirate. And believe it or not, it caught on pretty big. There are places in this country where today is people are going a lot.
We're wearing patches over
there. Okay, that's good. Well, we're saying that. But anyway, so you're going to do the Pirate Blues for us. You know?
I will
we demonstrate
attempt
it, this guitar that people could own and give money to the Katrina victims. Ready? It's going to be in the key of G.
Oh,
is that good for you?
It means nothing to me. I like the way the sound. Am I in G? Alright, here we go. I got the pirate blues, and I'm only wearing one shoe.
Oh, you got a peg leg.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
We're going up to the sea now.
I got a fried egg and a peg leg. Yo ho ho and a bottle.
Big finish now.
You keep that up, I think I'm gonna with the pirate blues.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh, they're laughing out there. I got a pirate blues.
Yo, I'm blowing a bottle of rum.
And you keep that up, I think I'm gonna. Oh, I think I did. Can you do any ZZ Top?
Boy, that really sucks.
We should have rehearsed it one time.
Written something down, maybe.
Lamont's a musician there. He could play something.
This guy,
Really. I've always wanted to play guitar. It's my greatest regret that I've never learned yet.
That's not too late.
That's sad almost.
It is kind of a poignant. I'm jealous of you.
God. Name all the authors. Can you? Do you know them all?
Yeah. I get Amy Tan, Ridley Pearson, Stephen King. I'll get them to sign it. Scott Turow.
All these guys are in your band?
Yeah. They're not musicians.
When is the Miami Book Fair?
November
or something.
Yeah.
This year.
Carl Hiaasen, I guess, will sign it.
I'll sign it. We'll get it signed.
And then we'll have it on eBay, and it'll be available and autographed.
To the highest bidder.
Yeah. That's the way it usually works.
Most auctions work that way.
People did the thing called a computer, and they log on to it.
Ryan's like, I got an idea. The person who bids the most money could get it.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a real big idiot.
I would use the word a-hole.
Okay. Yes, real big a-hole.
Everybody's got a showstopper. Like, when I'm in my band, if I sing ZZ or Stevie Ray Vaughan, the house comes down.
Okay, can you do...
You need to tell me what song
house
it is.
The house rocking. Is a rocket.
Oh, I'm more like the sky is crying.
Okay, well, I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
The sky is crying. And it's a turn roll down the street.
So it starts with...
It's the same...
No, not really. The sky is crying. Can you see the tears roll down the street?
Just going in kind of in a hurry, are you, Paul?
But then there's, you know. So anyway, what's your showstopper?
Oh, we do.
I mean, if you have to play one song and a guitar.
Generally, we can stop the show simply by starting playing.
So you're not necessarily.
We're not a good band.
No, you're big encore, your big number, though.
Yeah, what, yeah, the Rock Bottom Remains.
We do like, we're like a pathetic garage band, so we do like. We do like Gloria, songs
sure.
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sure, yeah. All the fun stuff.
Wow. Dude, who's your lead singer?
Nobody's that good.
I would fit in with this band.
You would.
I write for South Florida Sport Fishing Magazine. Does that qualify me as a writer?
As what? Oh, yeah, as a writer. Sure.
As a writer. He's renowned. Okay. Are you kidding?
I'm a publisher.
And renowned.
That's right. I'm a world-renowned radio personality.
I don't think they said world, but no.
Are you one of those people that watch fishing shows on television? I mean, are you that pathetic? That low? Hey, look, yeah. He caught a fish.
Well, now, wait a second. I don't watch the bass fishing shows.
Yeah. Look, caught another fish.
No, that's a pretty one right here. No, I do watch all of them, but only
not
the
fish.
I watch the saltwater fishing shows.
Oh, that's much better. The guys who watch saltwater fishing look down on the guys.
The bass fish.
It's so true. We do. It's a caste system, really.
I like when they use the expressions on the show, like, ooh, that's a pretty fish. Get that fry pan ready.
They don't say
make them dance. Make them dance.
That's fresh water. That's salt fresh water.
Well, the plot is always the same. The guy pulls a fish out. Like, one time, if he pulled like a squirrel, you know, just something to give it a little bit of.
Grab it out of my hat.
Well, I mean, you know, occasionally you can get skewered by a giant marlin. You don't know what's going to happen on these shows.
That would make me watch.
Okay, it happens every
decapitation,
now and then.
I would be in for that.
All right, Dave Barry, thank you.
Thank you.
The
Thanks
guitar,
a lot.
We will promote this guitar. We will sell this guitar.
We'll do it all that.
It'll be eBayed. And
it's a great idea.
And we'll make it work.
And some money. There's definitely.
Thank
some,
you so much for your help.
Thank you for choosing us to help.
Thank you for not
it.
Smoking.
Hold on.